You're mine, Baliasu. Now tell me, where are the rest of them? No more? You're all that's left now, huh? I didn't say move anymore. See, you're the last little scumsack left here. And well, I'm the only one who's been taking care of you all. You like this knife? Right next to your throat. There's a femoral artery right there. Usually puts the fear of God in most. But you... No, you're calm. You almost look like you'd enjoy this. Not so fast. Tell me what the rest of you are planning then. Playing the hard to get card. I like that. Because you see, this is my favorite part. Now we can do this one of two ways, Jisgra Sadu. Listen closely. You either play the part, act up this big tough guy, and claim that you're never going to talk. And then I kill you, after I get all the information I want. Or you can tell me now, and I might let you live. And well, maybe we could have some more fun, too. You seem to like it when I have this cold knife pressed close to your neck. Now, truth be told, I hoped you were more of a challenge than the last one I just offed. But things are getting a little bit more interesting, huh? Now, why don't you go ahead and make my job a little bit easier? Let go of your weapon and drop it to the floor. Now. Good. Now, you're going to be let free for a moment. Up, 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 up. Not so fast. I still have this knife right against your throat, so I wouldn't make any hasty movements. While you think you can. Now I'm going to let you go in a second. And what you're going to do is you're going to be perfectly still. And if I see you move for that gun, I promise you, you won't be able to breathe before you grab it. Deal? Good. And look at that. A good little soldier following orders. I see now why you last longer than your compatriots. But, well... It still meant nothing when you're faced up against a true professional. So, go ahead and lay down on the floor. Do it now, or I will put a bullet in your head. That's better. Now, it's been a long while since I've had any kind of relief. Brazilian workforce like that, working with Rainbow. You understand how it is. So while I'm definitely going to arrest you, I might be able to put in a good word with you for your judge if you're willing to work with me. Good. Good. Now look here, motherfucker. You are going to get nice and comfy down there, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit on that face of yours, and you're going to please me and lick my pussy as much as I want. And if I don't like what I feel, well, this little guy is going to help motivate you. That's more like it. Let's go ahead and fix some of these buckles. Perfect. Be still, little boy. Or I will fuck you right up. Good. You seem to be, well, compliant when I place this knife right along your crotch. You like the look of my ass? You're gonna love the taste of my pussy. Fuck. Ooh. That's it. Good boy. Oh, Deus de Mayas. Little more. Perfetia. Oh, now draw your last breath. Shishkalasa. Right there. Good work. What do you think you're doing? No. You don't get to move your hands. One more inch. And I remove your manhood. Good. Back down. Just because I'm enjoying this doesn't mean I'm not focused. Now keep working, boy. You're not done yet. Oh, work the clit a bit more. That's more like it. Ah, as I ride back and forth over your face. Oh. Perfetia. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm going to come. And don't think just because I'm coming doesn't mean I can't immediately hurt you. So be gentle, boy. That was good. Good. Then in that case, thank you for that. Now I could arrest you. Give you a good recommendation from the judge that you were very cooperative. Or we could keep going a little bit further, and maybe I might let you skedaddle on out of here. Well, that is, if you promise to change your ways. Because if you lie to me, little boy, oh, you will regret it. So what's it going to be? Smart choice. But, well, just because you gave me my word doesn't mean I'm going to let go of this little boy. The knife stays with us the whole time. Who knows, I might draw a little blood. While you draw your last breath. I have a nice and better idea, actually. How about you come over here? Better yet, I can just drag you by the collar. Good, that's it. Now, good thing I have more than one knife. So would I stick one right here? Another right here? Good. Now be careful not to move too much. Don't want to cut your neck now, do you? Oh, and you're going to have to be extra still while I blow you. Let's get a good look at that cock of yours. My. Packing more than just a pistol, are we? Oh, it's so hard. You like it? Oh, you love not being able to move. Knife right next to your throat. So close, but not quite touching. You move a few fatal inches, and that's it. So be careful. I can see it killing you. You want to move, but you can't. Oh, I can tell. Your body wants to move, but your mind tells you no. You know better. But it's so difficult, isn't it? And I can tell you're ready to come. But I wonder how that's gonna play out. Can you handle an orgasm without moving? Not even a little bit? I can't wait to find out, because this is my favorite part. I'm surprised you're still alive. I'm proud of you. Now, why don't you come here a little bit? And let's take this little knife and... Relax, Shishkarlasa. It's only a little bite. And it tastes so good with that blood. And... Oh, don't mind me. I'm just... putting a little tracker in the wound I made. I don't want to lose track of somebody I'm going to have to let go, now do I? On the contrary, I said nothing about keeping my eyes on you afterwards. All I'd said is that I would let you go. Which I'm going to. You'll stay right there. Because you still can't move. But hey, I let you go, didn't I? I'll see you around, boy, if you make it out. Just hope I recognize you. Otherwise, I might not be so lenient next time.